Hey guys, Robbie Kramer here. I hope you enjoyed my 21 convention talk. I'm guessing you did, otherwise you wouldn't have bothered to come to my site and download this free podcast. So I want to talk about how to effectively set up and execute on your goals. And I've got a client and friend of mine who's going to be one of the test dummies on this call. What's up, Justin?
What's up, Robbie? How's it going?
Good, man. So thanks for being on, and we'll be talking with Justin in a bit about some of his goals, and I'll help him set one up. Before I do that, I want to explain kind of the overall process. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard of SMART goal setting before. It's an acronym, SMART, SMART goals. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Justin, have you heard of these before?
Yeah, in a slightly different form, but pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Right. So it's very easy to set up goals using the SMART goal, goal setup generator, however you want to call it. And it ensures that the goals you do set up are a lot easier to execute on than the traditional pie in the sky, airy fairy kind of goals that most people use. An example of a really bad type of goal would be a New Year's resolution, for example. Because everyone knows New Year's resolutions are doomed to failure. They almost never work. Anyone who tells me that they have a New Year's resolution, I immediately think they're probably an idiot. And the reason why is because I know that they've set up New Year's resolutions year after year after year, and they've never executed on any of them. I was that guy. That's how I know. I used to have a New Year's resolution every year to eat well and to get in good shape. And guess what? It never came true until I set up a SMART goal. So let's go through and do a SMART goal. This is actually super relevant. So since that talk I did at the 21 convention was only released a few days ago, it's now, what is it, September of 2014, that event was actually recorded in June of 2012. So since then, you guys saw my before and after picture of me in my fat suit and me after. And I'm still in pretty good shape. I put on a little bit of muscle since then as well. And I currently weigh about 175 pounds, and I'd like to get down to 165. At the time of that event, I was somewhere around 168, a little less muscle. I put on some muscle. Now I want to cut down and get into beach body shape, even though summer's just ended. So. Anyways, I would just feel better about myself if I did that. So I'm going to talk about how I'm going to achieve that goal. So first, let's start with the S in SMART. It has to be specific. So state exactly what you will want to accomplish, who, what, where, why. So I'm 170 whatever now, depending on the scale, and I want to be 165 pounds. The reason why I want to be 165 pounds is because I know at that weight I'll probably show a six pack. But you can't measure six pack very easily. It's kind of this thing that's either in the mirror you have it or you don't, depending on the lighting. But I can very easily measure 165 pounds. So that's exactly what I want to accomplish. I want to be 165 pounds. Now it has to be measurable. That's the M in SMART. How will you demonstrate and evaluate the extent to which the goal has been met? Really simple. I will measure my weight on three different scales, and I will take the average. So, you can't trust an individual scale, but if you take three scales, you can trust the average. So that's how I'll measure it. Very easy. Achievable. SMART. The A is achievable. Stretch and challenging goals with an ability to achieve outcome. What is the action-oriented verb? It asks. So in order for this to be achievable, I've got to create some sort of, time constraint, and that's actually the T in SMART. But is it achievable? Can I lose 10 pounds? Sure, obviously. If I set it at 135, that would not be achievable. At 5'10", there's really no way I can be 135 pounds. Just not going to happen. But I can be 165, so it ch check mark, it's good there. Is it relevant? How does the goal tie into your key responsibilities? How is it aligned to your objectives? That's the R in SMART. Yes, it's very relevant. My job is to be a dating coach. I have to be on point. I've got to be good with women and skilled. And the better shape I'm in, the more I'm able to accomplish on that. Also, I play competitive ice hockey, and being 165 pounds will make me, in better position to score more goals than being 175 pounds. It's small, but it makes a big difference. So that's relevant. And then T, is it time bound? Smart, T, time bound. And the explanation there is set one or more target dates, the by when, to guide your goal to successfully and timely completion. Include deadlines, dates, and frequency. So really simple. I want to lose 10 pounds. I think on average I can lose about 2 pounds per week following a mostly paleo, low sugar, no sugar, super low carb diet. And therefore, I'm going to set my end goal by Halloween. Today is September 18th, so by October 31st, I will weigh 165 pounds. All right, that is the time date. And that gives me 6 weeks to do it. I know 5 would be like the shortest I could probably do it in, but I'll give myself that one extra week just for, to give myself a little bit of a cushion. So that is SMART goals. It's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time bound. It fits all of those descriptions. Now, there's one more thing I talked about in my talk, and that is the carrots and sticks phenomenon. So the way I set goals is I set SMART goals with a big stick. And the stick is basically intense accountability. This ensures that you actually execute on your goals. Because what happens with most people is you can set SMART goals all day, but if you're only using your own willpower to hold yourself accountable, it's going to be very difficult, extremely difficult. So instead of doing that, I use a stick. And the stick in this scenario is I sent my girlfriend $2,000 on Skype this morning. And if I don't weigh 165 pounds by October 31st, 2014, she gets to keep the money. If I do weigh it, she's going to send me back the money via PayPal. So there's a very strong, stick in place where if I don't execute, I'm going to be financially burdened. $2,000 is a big enough number where it'll really hurt to lose that. So, for example, I just started this today, and for breakfast, I was considering having a bowl of cereal because it was staring me in the face. Honey Nut Cheerios looked pretty good. But then I remembered if I eat that bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, I could lose $2,000. And that's a very easy calculation in my mind. Is the bowl of Cheerios worth $2,000? Definitely not. But if I didn't have that stick in place, if I didn't have the $2,000 on the line, I'd just be like, oh, no big deal. I can, I'll start eating better for lunch. Breakfast will be my, one bowl of Cheerios isn't going to hurt. And that's where you screw yourself. So, Justin, does that all make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So now let's change the goal. Let's help you accomplish on something. Since I talked about dating and social skills wise on the call, let's help you kind of brainstorm a goal and set a SMART goal with a stick, and then I'll make you execute it. Sound good?
All right. Does it have to be like in the dating social realm? I mean, can it be business related? Doesn't matter what the topic is.
Well, the R in SMART is relevant. So, how does the goal tie into your key responsibilities? How is it aligned to your objectives? So, actually, it doesn't have to be in the dating realm. Whatever you think is going to be most relevant to your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing now, frankly, because we've been working on a lot of the social things and approaching and everything else. I think the most important thing right now is just getting get like stepping up my game in business, because that's one area that I'm lacking right now.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so state exactly what you want to accomplish.
I'm kind of actually leaning, there's two different ways I can take this. Like the first is, okay, I'd like to make, let's say, $10,000 in the next 30 days. Like that's one. But then again, there's also other factors that contribute to that. So it's kind of like, picking up girls. I mean, you don't know if one is going to say yes or not, so you can only really have the approaches, I think. I mean, as a goal, or maybe I'm wrong. The other side to it is like I have another other objectives that aren't really like financially specific. I mean, what should I go with?
Well, here's the problem. When you say, like, I want to make $10,000 in the next 30 days, right? That is not a goal that you can 100% execute on
Yeah,
because
that's what I was saying. So, because it's not something that, I mean, I've done it before and I know it's possible, but there's so many different variables, right?
so let's break it down. What are the steps required for you to make $10,000 next month?
It's actually pretty simple. I mean, pretty much just create results for my clients. And I think what I've been learning recently is the results for the most part have to be in advance because I don't have enough success under my belt in that area where I can just go and, let's say, charge up front. So I've got to kind of court my client, so to speak, for a while and to prove results to them before I can then say, okay, well, pay me for X, Y, or Z, or put me on a retainer or whatever. So I think maybe the key, I mean, honestly, is a time, it's a time management issue for me and it's a focus issue. So if I can handle those two things, if I can focus better and I can block out time to just do what I'm good at doing, then I know I can create the results and the money will eventually come, if that makes sense.
Okay, so I want everyone listening to really pay attention to Justin's thought process here because this is why he's not going to accomplish on this goal. You can hear how discombobulated and disjointed and directionless he sounds. Like he's talking about all these things, but I asked him very simply. I believe I asked him, "Well, how are you going to make 10,000? Like what needs to happen? What action do you need to take?" And we got an answer of, "I need to go eat a pizza." That's obviously the problem here.
I don't eat pizza anymore, for the record. I'm on the paleo thing too.
Cool story. Anyways, what would you have to make, your largest client for him to give you 10,000? That's the easy question.
Probably more than 10,000.
I would say so.
I don't know, 20, 30, something like that. I mean, I would say 2 or 3x is a pretty good return.
So
I really don't know. I mean,
we'll
that's a good
set up
question
with
because
the
I've
client.
never thought about it that way.
Do you get 10% of what he makes? Do you get 20% of what he makes? What's the deal you have set up?
Well, no, it depends on the client. I mean, there's different
Pick
arrangements.
one.
Okay, so let's pick a
Pick
certain client.
your client that you see the most potential in, that has the best chance of doing this.
Okay, sure. Let's go with one client who you may be familiar with, and it's 10%.
Okay. Great. So for you to make 10,000, he's got to make 100,000, right?
Correct.
Super simple. Now, what if he made 50,000 and you said, "Well, this one month, let's launch super big. I'm going to work really hard and bump it to 20 for this month and bump it to 5 the following month." You think he would be cool with that?
Yeah, probably.
Right? So you have the ability to sway that percentage based on the conversations you have. But let's just keep it as is to make it simple. You already have a deal structured where if you make 100,000 for that client, you'll get 10 back, right?
Well, I don't know if that's realistic in 30 days, though, because that's kind of a narrow time frame to pull in
Okay.
that kind of revenue. But okay.
Well, do you have other revenue streams that'll contribute to that? Because it's not $10,000 just from one client. We could make it easier. We could say 5,000 from this one client.
Yeah, that's actually true. I mean, I've already got another, between different projects, maybe another couple thousand coming in. That's pretty much guaranteed. And then there's also other, different parts of that that are based on commission as well. And so, to be honest, I have to structure those deals more concretely because right now I'm just sort of fulfilling things from the past. So, but
Got it.
yeah, there are other potential sources.
All right, so let's change it, which makes it more achievable, the A in smart, right? So instead of saying 10,000, let's say 5. And we've changed the goal from not make 10,000 a month to make 5,000 from my most profitable client this month.
Okay.
Got it? So if in order for that to happen, this client needs to bring in 50K, which you say is reasonable.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, again, it's a tiny bit of a stretch for 30 days, but I guess it depends if they're willing to put in money into advertising and if they have time to get on the phone and close. And we can, it would definitely be a stretch. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, 50K in 1 month, definitely would be a stretch, but it's not impossible.
Well, one thing where you may be thinking about it wrong is if they make 50K this month, they're obviously going to make 50K next month and probably more.
Yeah.
So your this 10K number will be taken care of in 2 months, really, and it'll grow. So
That's true.
you could think about it on a slightly easier, more achievable way by saying, like, maybe if they only do 30K this month, that will lead to 50K the next and 75 the next. So you'll hit your pretty soon, you'll be at 10K recurring revenue, which now seems like amazing because just making 10K would be unbelievable. But imagine if it was 10K recurring every month.
Yeah, and I mean, making 10K isn't that far out there because I was pacing more than that. I mean, the last 2.5 years. But the problem is, it was in a very unsustainable way where I was like working my ass off. So to make it in a way that's actually sustainable, that makes me and my clients both happy, where like it's where the relationship is moving forward and the money's increasing and the work is actually going down instead of up. That's really the goal. I mean, because it's easy to like trade the time for dollars, but to actually do it in a way, like I said, that's fair, that works for everyone really well. That's the kind of the end game.
And you already have that set up with this client?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that takes care of itself. You already have that part of the deal structured. So, you're just basically looking to plug and play. So, let's keep it at 5,000 in 30 days, which means you're going to help this client generate 50,000. Which means you're going to make minimum 5,000. You're probably also going to make more on top of what he's paying you as well. So, this 5,000 number, it's a good number to shoot for. I think it's definitely achievable. And if you hit it, the target on the head, then you've hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
Okay. So the specific what you want to accomplish is make 5,000 in 30 days. How are we going to measure that? Really easy. That's simple. Money is a very easy thing to measure. Weight loss is a little bit tougher. You got to use weight, you got to use body fat. Women is even harder because you have to use, phone numbers, sex. It's tougher to measure those things, but this is easy. It's how do you measure 5,000? Well, you either have the money or you don't. Achievable. We already talked about that. It's a little bit of a stretch, but it's definitely action oriented, and I think you can do it. Relevant. We talked about that too. It definitely ties into your key responsibilities. It's exactly what you're working on. And time bound. Is there a target date? By when? Totally. Right. So here's the last part. What is the stick that you want to set up for this? And it does no good to say, I'm going to escrow $3,000, and if I don't make 5,000, you keep my 3,000. That doesn't work, right? That is not
Yeah,
a
that would make kind of a bigger problem than I already have.
right. So let's make a smaller goal within this goal where we could put in some accountability around that. So what is something that you can accomplish that needs to be accomplished where you could be held accountable to it.
I think getting things delivered, well, yeah, I mean, I would say getting things delivered even quicker than they expect is probably a good goal that can be measured.
Okay.
That's definitely one thing. I mean, creating like just certain specific objectives, like launching, advertising campaigns that we're working on and that type of thing.
All right. Well, I would recommend under promising and over delivering. Most people do the opposite. They over promise and they under deliver. For
That's
example,
ruined
your
my
client would
life.
say, I need this landing page up and I need it now. I needed it yesterday. And because we're people and we want to please each other, you'd say, okay, I'll have it by tonight. And you forgot that you have a date or you have other shit going on. And the next morning, you're getting an angry call from your client saying, "Where's my landing page?" And you're like, "Oh, sorry, man, I had a date. I totally forgot." And then they say, "Well, I don't give a fuck. You told me tonight, and I don't have it, and now I'm upset." So, under promise and over deliver, meaning don't set it for tonight unless you're 100% sure you can do it tonight. Set it for a date you're 100% sure you can do it, and then deliver it early. And that's how you get people to love your work and be really happy with you.
Yeah, that's the opposite has been a pattern, like you said, where I've tried to just sort of make people happy, and I've definitely overpromised, certain things.
It's everyone's guilty. I've been there many times. So instead of saying I will deliver it early, well, you can deliver on that, but why don't you just say I will deliver it on or before the deadline every single time, And if not, there will be some sort of consequence if I don't.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it forces you to be very, very cognizant about what delivery date you set. Right? Like Domino's, delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. They know that if they don't deliver it in 30 minutes, then you don't pay for your pizza. But they pick 30 minutes because they know they can probably deliver it in 10. It's already cooked. They just need someone to drive it. And they know that they're not picking up from anywhere that's further than a 10-minute drive. So for them to actually not deliver it in 30 minutes, they've got to monumentally screw it up. So that's how you should think about it.
Cool.
So what is going to be that punishment?
Shit, I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, it's got to be a number. I can't tell you. That's the thing. When you're setting up a stick, it's got to be an amount of money that creates enough pain that you'll never actually have to fork it over. Meaning it's got to be substantial enough that'll create the incentive to do the opposite.
Yeah, right now that amount isn't actually too high.
Okay. It's got to be per trial. Like every time you're late, you're getting dinged X amount of dollars.
I mean, like $50.
I would say that's probably too low. I mean,
Really?
it's up to you, but I could totally see where, you're in a situation where, I don't know, you've got something cool planned and you forgot that the project was due and you'd rather just pay the $50 than deliver on the project.
Right.
The problem with that is you're gonna rationalize and be like, whatever, it's $50 this one time. But now you no longer know yourself as a man of your word. You no longer get to relate to yourself as the guy that always delivers on time, and your client no longer relates to you as that.
Yeah, but they made $50.
Well, it depends. You don't have to set up the money with a client. You could have the money go to charity.
That's true. Okay. No, you're right. I mean, let's say 100.
It's more important for you to be
Yeah.
a man of your word
I get it.
than for the client to get that money.
No, that totally makes sense. We'll say $100.
Okay. And I think the money should go to the client, though. There you have it. $100 if the work is not delivered on time. So your job is to be very, very cognizant of the fact that don't set deadlines that you don't think you can 100% achieve. And I think it fits perfectly with the bigger goal, which is, make $50,000 for this client, which you'll receive 5,000 at least. And if you can deliver on deadlines, you either make the money or you don't, but I guarantee you'll be better off for it. You're never going to hurt yourself by being really good at delivering on deadlines. And that client is going to be a loyal client for a long time. So awesome. Thanks for letting me coach you through that.
Yeah, this is good stuff. I'm actually learning more than I thought I would.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
So for all you guys listening at home, make sure you apply this to every goal you set. And you saw, we just went through that example of both myself and then Justin. I don't know, what'd it take? A good 12 minutes to run you through that one, Justin?
Yeah, like less than 15 for sure.
Right. And compare that to, I mean, well, if you compare that to most New Year's resolutions, which take 3 seconds to formulate, I want to be skinny this year. This is the year that I get in shape. Fuck you. That's a shitty goal. That's what I say to that. My New Year's resolution is to be better with women. Suck a fat, cummy dick, asshole. That's a terrible goal. Excuse my language. But seriously.
Robbie, are we gonna have to censor this?
My passion is hopefully coming across. It boils my blood when guys do this, but so many people do this. Not, it's everyone, obviously. It's not just guys, but I'm talking specifically in the dating niche, right? These are the type of silly goals that guys set, and then they wonder why they didn't accomplish because your goal sucked. So take yourself through this process. Find a coach if that's helpful. I'm happy to be here and help you guys do it. All right, so I hope you guys liked the call. I hope you got some value. Don't forget to set smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound goals with a stick. The stick is the accountability. That's actually the most important part. And accountability is so huge that people pay for it all the time. It's the reason why people get personal trainers, work with coaches. And if you'd like to do some coaching with me and explore if that's an option, I highly encourage you to get on a 30-minute strategy session call with me. We'll go over what your biggest sticking points are. I'll help you pinpoint your blind spots, and I'll tell you exactly what you need to do to improve and how we can work together to make it happen. So if you'd like to sign up and explore this option, all you have to do is go to innerconfidence.com/smart, SMART, the opposite of dumb, innerconfidence.com/smart, and we'll be speaking on the phone shortly. All the information on how to schedule that will be on that page. So hope you enjoyed the call, and I hope to talk to you one-on-one. Take care.